This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 4th. God's word to you today is, stop lying. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 20, verse 16, and it says, "You must not testify falsely against your neighbor." The ninth commandment introduces us to the struggle with truth. One of the deepest relationship struggles is forgiving someone who has lied to you. Have you noticed? The truth is that it is deeply offensive for someone to lie to you or call you a liar. As chaotic as the British Parliament can be, one thing they must not do is, a British parliamentarian must never call another one a liar. If they do, they will be ejected from the House. That is the end of their career. Calling someone a liar is deeply offensive, and as a Christian, you should not have that testimony. When the people that do life with you are asked about you, they should not describe you as a good person but a perpetual liar. When your children are asked about you, let them not say, "Our mother loves us, but she tells a lot of lies." A child once said, "Daddy is a great father, but he's always lying to our mother and making her cry." Your children are not fools. They are watching and they are telling your stories everywhere. It is a big deal for you not to be branded a liar, because it is the devil that is a liar. In fact, the Bible says, and please read John 8, verse 44, that the native language of the devil is lies. The devil is incapable of telling the truth. If your spouse cannot believe you and thinks you are a liar, then there's something wrong with that. And I pray that you will change today, in Jesus' name. Titus 1, verse 2 from the Voice Translation says, "We rest in this hope we've been given, and our God is no liar. He's not even capable of uttering lies." God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie, and that is where our confidence lies. In our devotional today, we have an image which illustrates the spectrum of lies. It begins with flattery, which births exaggeration, which goes on to birth gossip. Gossip births lies, and lies birth perjury. In the ninth commandment, God speaks strictly about perjury. Perjury is giving a false testimony in the court of law. That is the height of lying, lying under oath. Lying is a spectrum, and it has many levels to it. Let us pray. Jesus, you are my Father, and just like you, truth alone will flow from my lips. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.